to Longreach first, Longreach in Western Queensland, and it's experiencing, well, a rather unusual traffic problem. Yes, indeed, groups of hungry emus. They're stopping traffic in the town's main street. What is going on? Well, drought. Drought appears to be forcing hungry emus from the surrounding areas in search of food to peck about in garden beds and nature strips and lawns to get water out of puddles in the streets. Joe Owens is Mayor of Longreach Regional Council and he joins you now. Joe, welcome.
Thank you, Tarpon.
An unusual sight on the streets of Longreach?
Yes, it is a bit unusual to see the our feathered friends walking down the main street and causing, as you said, a little bit of havoc with the traffic having to give way to emus.
Just how many are we talking about?
Pretty hard to say, mate, because they're spread out all over town, but you can see them in mobs of 10 or a dozen, so I'm guessing probably 50 or 60 in town.
And they're a chunky bird, they're not small.
Yeah, a lot of the ones that are here are younger animals, so they're not quite as solid as the older ones. But they're just happily wandering around, taking in the sights.
And tell us about the drought.
Yeah, mate, up in this area is pretty dry. Some people in the district never got any rain out of our last wet season last Christmas, so they're starting to do it very tough. And the emu being mostly a seed eater, naturally there's very little food from out in the environment. So they're heading into town and they're quite happy with a bit of green lawns and a few seeds and berries coming off people's trees in their gardens.
Just the emus, or are we seeing other animals coming in, roos as well, perhaps?
Yeah, there's a few kangaroos. They're still only virtually on the edge of town. They do come into a couple of motels where they've got big lawns and the showgrounds. But, you don't see very many of them. But where the emus, yes, they're all over town, off the main street. And, they're around all day.
And how are the locals reacting, Joe? Is it sort of live and let live?
Yeah, well, most of them are saying, well, this is unusual to see, and people are taking photos of them in various places around town and things like that. On the other hand, there are a few that are probably fed up with them, mainly because they're just wandering around their own pace, and if you're walking or driving, you've firstly got to give way to them.
So they're rewriting the traffic laws a bit.
Yeah, I was going to say we don't have traffic lights here in Longreach, but we don't have lollipop ladies in the main street. We've got emus that walk across everywhere.
I guess though, I mean, look, it sounds like fun, but it might be an inconvenience before too long that some in the town might be looking at the council to take some action on.
Yeah, well, like I say, it's very hard to do too much with them, actually. They are a native animal. You can try and herd them out of town, but if you did that, they would turn around and come straight back in behind you again. They are here after food because they're finding things very tough in the natural environment. So you can't, while you might think it's the best thing in the world, you can't really blame them, and they're not doing a lot of damage around town, so I think it'll be a case of they'll probably be around till it gets some decent rain.
Just another case of people in the community doing it a bit hard, Joe.
Well, it is, and it's, like I say, when the they're on the outskirts, the outer streets in the tourist season, they were a big hit for the tourists. Come to the outback and hear the emus roaming the streets. Now that they are down the down the CBD, and I think there's half a dozen when in one block when I went down there this morning. Couple walking the street, couple having a pick around the gardens. So they are a novelty, and like I say, I don't think they're causing too much problem at this stage.
Joe, thanks for joining us.
Not a problem, mate. Thank you for your interest.
Joe Owens, he's Mayor of Longreach Regional Council. Longreach, a town chock-a-block just now with emus.